We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Tzadi Alef. We begin on the bottom line, the bottom word on the Tzadi Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnayos regarding someone that's not fit to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah begins. Ha'einin, an Einin is someone that has someone of his relative, someone that he has an obligation to bury that's in front of him. As the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, daf Kafam and Beis, that who is an Einin? Anyone that close relative of his has not been buried yet, he has the halachic status of an Einin. So regarding him, we continue on top of Tzadi Alvim and Alf. V'amafakeh chesagal. And someone that's unpiling, that's trying to get rid of a pile of rubble from a person that's underneath it, and doesn't know if he's dead or alive, and he's trying to save the person from underneath. So regarding these two cases, the Einin and the one who's digging out the pile of rubble, the Mishnah is going to conclude that Sheichtin Lav, that you could slaughter on them the Korban Pesach, and that is because the one who's digging out the pile of rubble still has what's called a Cheskes Tahara. He has this chazaka, what's been established, that he has the status of Tahara, and we don't say that maybe he's become Tame already from that the person underneath is dead, and therefore he's not fit for the Korban Pesach. We slaughter on it because he has Cheskes Tahara. So too regarding the Einin, the one who right now has this person that's not been buried yet, but in the evening he's going to be fit for the Korban Pesach, as the Gemara tells us that Aninus, this state of a person that is not fit for the Korban Pesach of nighttime is not Minat Torah. Only Minat Torah is during the daytime. As the Pasuk says in Mikra Perek Yod, that they said, Hein Hayom Akrivu, which was by the time when Nadav Avihu had passed away, which was that we see that the problem of Aninus, that when they had passed away, is the only problem during the daytime of Hayom, not in the evening, as the Gemara says in Shechitas Kachim. And therefore, by the Korban Pesach, they did not hold this status of Aninus, which at nighttime, which is when you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach, is only rabbinic. They did not apply that holding back of Aninus by the Korban Pesach, which is a chiv of karis, and that's why regarding these two cases, we allow them, as the Mishnah will conclude, to do a shechitas ha-pesach for them, because either that the one who's digging out the rubble, he has a cheskes tahara, and therefore we could do the shechit like any regular person, and the one who's an einin, although he's an einin, but in the evening, although he'll still be an einin, but only on a rabbinic level, so therefore, since minat Torah it's not, the Rabbanan did not put the status of aninus on him because of the chiv karis that there is for someone that doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah continues on this list of individuals. Similarly, regarding somebody that was guaranteed that he's going to be let out of jail that day, and so to an ill person and an elderly person, but they could eat normally at least a kezias of meat. For all these people, we slaughter the Korban Pesach on them, but as will be shown in the Mishnah, that's only when they're in a group of other people. In other words, we're making a Korban Pesach, we allocate kezias for these individuals, and it's not a problem, because for all these reasons that we said that he's going to be let out of jail, he can eat his kezias, he has a cheskes tahara, he's only going to be oinim midrabanan, so they're included in the shechita, and they fulfill their chiv of the Korban Pesach. However, al kulam, on all these individuals, the Mishnah tells us, ein sheichna alein b'fnei atzman. They cannot be the only one that we're bringing this Korban Pesach for. And the reason is, shema yaviu es ha-pesach de psul, they might bring the Korban Pesach to be invalidated. We can't bring a Korban Pesach that won't be a valid Korban Pesach. And that's because what's going to happen is that maybe by the einin, he'll become tamei because the dead person that's a relative is. He might become tamei and then he's going to be tamei for the next 7 days. Regarding the one who's digging out the pile of rubble, it might come out that the person that they're going to find underneath was dead, and that comes out the whole time he was working on the pile of rubble, he was what's called mahil, he was a tent over it, which conveys tumah to him, so he's going to be tamei too. The one who was guaranteed to be let out of jail, maybe they're not going to let him out. The elderly and the sick person, maybe his sickness will get worse, and he won't be able to eat a piece of kezias. So although we say that we allow them to be part of the group, however, we don't let them to be the only one brought in there. Because of this, what we're suspecting that might happen, there's a doubt that it might not be a valid Korban Pesach, and therefore we don't allow that to be done, that they're the only one counted on it. So the Mishnah concludes, Lefikach, and therefore, since, however, at the time when the Shechita was done, they were fit, he was supposed to come out of jail, he was not going to be in the right. So again, all of them had a status of a chazaka that they would be kosher, and therefore, when the blood was thrown on them, im ir behen pasul. So although if ultimately a psul does happen, as we explained, he doesn't get let out of jail, all these different reasons that does not allow them to eat from the Korban Pesach, which is a criteria that's necessary for the halacha of the Korban Pesach. If you can't eat from it, you can't be counted on the Korban Pesach, and it doesn't work for you, like someone that's tummy. and therefore he gets sent away to Pesach Sheni. So all these individuals, however, since they were fit, although ultimately they weren't, Peturim Milasas Pesach Sheni. They're exempt from being a carbon Pesach by the second time around because they're already considered valid with the first Shechita, because at that time they were valid, even though it didn't end up working out. However, the Mishnah does say, Chutz min ha-mefakech begal. There is one exception, which is the case of the one who is digging out the pile of the rubble, which, and as Rashi explains, and that we found that the person was dead underneath, that then that person would have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And the reason is, Shutame mitchilase, because it's discovered that that means ultimately he was Tame from the beginning, meaning before the Shechita, since the entire time he was over the pile of rubble. And that means when he had started already, which was before Shechita, he was already Tame. Now we know, because the person was dead. And the Rashi explains that the Gemara will explain we're talking about a round pile of rubble, where that means the entire time you were over it, and not like maybe different piles of rubble, where possibly then you weren't over that part of the person that was dead. And therefore, in that case, he will have to bring a Pesach Sheni, because now we discover that really at the time of the Shechita, he was not Ro. And if it wasn't Ro, that means the Shechita and the Zrika weren't done for him. So now the Gemara explains one of the cases that we mentioned was the Beis Hasurim regarding jail, which is like the other cases, that you could include him on the Shechita, and therefore even if he doesn't end up getting out of jail, but at the time of the Shechita, he was kosher, and because he was supposed to come out, and therefore he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. But if he's the only one, you can't bring one just for him, because maybe he might not be let out, and it's going to bring a carbon Pesach Lipsul, it's going to be invalid. But if there's other people, it's going to be good, at least a Kazayis for other people. However, Amar Rabbi Barhuna Amar B'Yechanan, he says that Lo Yishanu, we did not learn this halacha, that you cannot slaughter for the one that's imprisoned if he's the only one, Ela Beis Asurim De'akam, only if it's a jail of non-Jews. Aba Beis Asurim De'Yisrael, however, if it's a jail of Jews, as Rashi says, why would a person be in jail by the Jewish people? Either because they're trying to force him to divorce his wife that he's not supposed to be married to, or to pay up money, or, as the Gemara Ksubis of Lamikibol Amad Beis explains the pasuk that im yakum v'hisalach b'chutz, regarding if someone injures a person and then he has to pay for him. So it says that if he's walking around, then we can let this person go, which the Gemara there asks, what do you mean? You would think that if this person's walking around in the marketplace, we're going to kill this other person for injuring him? Rather, it comes to teach you that you imprison the person that had injured him until we know what happened with this person, because maybe he's going to die, and then you're going to have to kill the one who killed him. So that would be another reason why a person would be in jail. So if a person is in a Jewish jail for one of these reasons, then Sheikhtin Bifni Atzmid, then you could slaughter on him, in other words, for himself, even if he's the only person on this carbon Pesach. And the reason is, because Kivan Daf Techinu, since they had promised, they had guaranteed that he's getting out of jail today, not like the non-Jewish jails, Mapikle, they're going to let him go out. The Chseva says the Pasuk in Tzfanya, She'eris Yisrael, the leftovers, the remnants of the Jewish people, Lo Yasu Avlo, they do not do iniquities, they do not do things that are improper, but they do not speak falsely, they don't speak lies. And therefore, if they said that he's going to be let out, we guarantee that he's going to be let out, and therefore he could be the only one, because we have no reason to assume that this Karban Pesach is going to come to Psul. Moreover, another qualification in this halacha, Amar Rav Chisda, he says, Hada Amrit Beis Asurin De'akim, this that we said that by a jail of non-Jews, that there he cannot be the only one, that was only said regarding a jail that was out of the walls of Beis Pagi, which was the outermost place in Yerushalayim. But if it was within the walls of Beis Pagi, then Sheikh Nalav Befne Asme, then we could even make it if he's the only one in the Karban Pesach. My time, huh? Well, why? If it's a non-Jewish jail, he might just be said, yo, you're going to go out tomorrow, and he won't be able to be there. Because it's possible for them to get from the Karban Pesach, they could bring it into the jail, and he could eat it there in the jail. And that's because the jail is within the walls of Yerushalayim. And therefore, even if he's not going to be let out, he still could be the only one, because we'll be able to get the Karban Pesach into him in jail itself. Now the Gemara continues discussing our mission that said, Lefika Chemiri said, therefore, if a psul does end up happening, he ends up being mitam himself to his mace. He ends up being able to not be able to eat because his sickness gets worse. So then we said, all those individuals, they're going to be patur from being a Pesach Sheni, because ultimately, at the time of the Shechita, he was ro, so it was done for him, with one exception. Mefakeh Hasagal, we said, comes out retroactively, we know that he really was tummy the whole time, and that means it was not a Shechita Ru'iyah for him, because he was tummy, he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So on that, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, says, Lo Yishanu, we did not learn this, that the one that was being mefakeh hasagal, that he was digging up the pile of rubble to try, he didn't know to save the person or not, that we find that he was dead, that he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. That was only taught El Algal Ogle. As we had already alluded to in the Mishnah, that's only on a round pile of rubble, where that means the entire time you were over the same area. And therefore, if we find out that he's dead, that means when you started before Shechita, you were already over the dead person. Avakal Arch, but if it's a long type of a pile of rubble, then Patr Milasa Pesach Sheni, then he would be exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. And the reason is, Eimet Tahar Ha'yibashah Shechita. We could say, very possibly, that he was Tahar during the time of the Shechita. Because when he had started, maybe at the time of the Shechita, he had not yet reached the part of the dead person that he was leaning and being mal, making a tent over the person that was tameh. Now Rashi explains, it's only a maybe. However, since maybe he was over the dead person, maybe not, he's exempt because there's no possibility. Yes, maybe at that, we don't know for sure that he was Tahar at the time. Maybe he was tameh, but maybe he was Tahar. And since there's this doubt, as the Gemara said on the Pechesim Abeis, regarding the case of when five hides got mixed up with each other, that four were kosher, one was not, because it had the wort in it and it was a mumdeh carbon, we said, yes, although four are going to be exempt, because at that time it wasn't mixed up yet, but what was with that one? We said, the Gemara went through a whole long discussion to show that there's no way to bring a Karban Pesach out of doubt, to bring a shlamim, it's not like a Karban Pesach, Mesa Pesach they can't do, and therefore, this case where it's doubtful, therefore we're going to say that yes, in that case, when you don't know, then he's also going to be exempt from a Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, Tanya Mahachi, similar to Nebraisa, exactly like this qualification that we said. Reb Shimon ben Noach, Rabbi Yochanan ben Reka Omer, he says, Mifakech Begal, regarding someone that's digging up by a pile of rubble, Itim Pater, sometimes he's going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni, Itim Chayev, sometimes he's going to be Chayev. Ketzad, how so? Gal Ogle, when it's a round pile of rubble, as we had said that was what our Mishnah was talking about, Venimtzis Tumah Tachtam, and then you find the person was dead, and therefore there's Tumah there, Chayiv, then he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni. As we said, that means the entire time he was over the same area, which was starting from even before the Shechita. However, Gal Arach, if it was this long pile of rubble, Venimtzis Tumah Tachtam, and then you find that the person is dead, and therefore there was Tumah underneath, Pati is going to be exempt because Eimet Tahar B'Shal Shechita. We could say that maybe he was Tahar, and then you can't bring a Karban Pesach out of doubt because you're going to be possibly bringing Chulin into the Azara, which is forbidden, and that's exactly like we had said, an explanation of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the halachas of Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, Ein Sheichnin Es HaPesach Al Yachag. Rabbi Huda says that you're not allowed to go ahead and slaughter the Karban Pesach for one person. As the Gemara will explain the reason, you have to have more than one person on each Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yisi Mata. Rabbi Yisi says permitted. And Vafila, by way of explanation, he says, Vafila Chabur Shalmeya. He says, even if you have a group of 100 people, She'eni Choyin Lechen Kazayis, that cannot eat a Kazayis, in other words, it's not going to be enough of a Kazayis for each person, Ein Sheikh Nalein, that you cannot slaughter for them the Karban Pesach. As Rashi explains, what he was saying was, the Karban Pesach depends on one thing. It depends on eating the Karban Pesach. And therefore, as he's backing up what he had argued on Rabbi Huda, an individual that could eat a kazayas, you slaughter on him. You don't need more than one person, as Rabbi Huda said. And the converse is also true. If you have 100 people that cannot eat a kazayas of it for each person, then you don't slaughter for them, because it doesn't depend on numbers, like Rabbi Huda makes it sound like. It depends on consumption, if you could eat it. It's one person. If you cannot eat even 100 people, you can't shecht the Karban Pesach with them. Then the Mishnah concludes with a different halacha. Now, although we said regarding, let's say like Rabbi Huda, for sure needs a chabura, more than one person, we did not make a group of women, slaves, and minors. And the Gemara will explain the reason why such a group we do not make. So the Gemara explains our Mishnah with a braisa. Tarabon, we learn the braisa. This is the opinion of Rabbi Huda. How do you know that you cannot slaughter the Karban Pesach for an individual? It has to be more than one person. So Tamalayim, it says a pasuk in Devarim, you're not allowed to slaughter the Karban Pesach with one. Now Rashi explains, although really the pasuk says, that you cannot slaughter the Karban Pesach at one of your gates, but Rabbi Huda makes a drasha, and he darshens the word ba'achad by itself to say on a yachad, so you cannot slaughter the Karban Pesach on an individual. The Rabbi Huda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Huda. That's his source. Rabbi Yisa says, he argues, says, as he said before, yachad v'yachad la'achla. If it's an individual and he can eat, sheikh nalav, you could slaughter for it. And whereas a sor ve'en yachad la'achla, if you have 10 people and they cannot eat a kazayis for each one, then ain't sheikh nalav, then you cannot slaughter for them. Again, it doesn't depend on numbers. Now, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yasi, hai ba'achad my avidle. What does he do with the word ba'achad, which Rabbi Yehuda is darshaning? Why does it have to say in one of your gates? Just say you can't slaughter in your gates. It has to be in Yerushalayim. Why does it say in one? Must be like Rabbi Yehuda teaches you that for one person you can't. And then the Gemara says, no, miboy lelik Rabbi Shimon. He needs this word ba'achad to teach Rabbi Shimon's halacha. The tanya like within the b'raisa. Rabbi Shimon says, minayin lezevech es pischei bebamas yachad. From where do we know that if someone's slaughtering his Karban Pesach on a private bama? Now, that's what's commonly known as a bama katana, a small bama. A bama basically is a mizbeach that was a privately owned mizbeach. How do you know for someone that goes ahead and he slaughters a Karban Pesach on his own private bama, b'shas Israel bamas, at the time when bamas were forbidden? Now, that's why Rashi says his halacha was said regarding a private bama, which is called a bamas yachad, and not a bamas tzibur, which at certain times in our history we had public bamas, because at the times when there was a iser of iser bamas, that you're not allowed to have the to do it on your own private bama, there were no more bamas tzibur. Those were only at times when it was a permission of the bamas. So therefore, we're talking about a case of bamas yachad, because we're talking about the time of iser bamas, which at times when there was a mizbeach, they weren't allowed to do and bring their own karbanos, although at times they were, but at the time when there was a mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't able to do it on their own private bama. How do you know that if you're bringing your Karban Pesach on your own private bama, at a time when you're not allowed to bring things on bamas, shehu b'lois asei, that there's going to be a negative prohibition? Now, Rashi explains, although it would seem that there should be a chiyuv karis, because forget about the isser of bamas yachad, there should be a chiyuv karis of what's called shchutei chutz, which you're not allowed to slaughter things out of the area where it's supposed to be, which is always the halacha to do it only in Dazara. So here when he's doing it outside, why is he saying he gets a loisaseh? Because of bama siyachad, I'll bring it on your own private bama, but there's the problem of shchutei chutz. And that Rashi explains from the Gemara Mizvachim, Daf Kofi Damad Beis, that says that this halacha is talking about before noon on Erev Pesach, where then it's mechus zman. It's not going to be in the category of shchutei chutz for karis, because that's only at the time when you can actually bring it inside. Now, that's only after noontime. Here we're talking about before noontime. Now, but it's still something that's ra'u to be had done inside. As it says in the pasuk, "Ashi yishachin mechutz la'machna," that which is slaughtered from out of the machna, and that ve'al pesach el moed lo hiviu, that you did not bring it inside the el moed. Which, that means to say, only something that's fit to be brought inside, which is afternoon. But if it's not fit to be brought inside, then you're not chayav on it. This is of shchutei chutz. So therefore, the Gemara there explains that here we're talking about mechutz zman, that it's not yet noontime and it's outside. So though there's no karis, as we just explained, because shchutei chutz, slaughtering it outside the area where it's supposed to be in the Azara, is only when you could actually bring it inside, which is afternoon, there's still going to be a negative prohibition. Aloysa say, since it's fit, it's a carbon that's fit when in the proper time to have brought it inside. So that halacha of Reb Shimon, regarding the isra of bamas yachid, at a time when there is a prohibition of bamas, because at the time when there's no prohibition of bamas, it would seem like that would be permitted. How do you know that there is this loisa say, even though there's no the chiv karas of shchutei chutz? Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches you, which is what Rabbi Yossi is learning with this word ba'achad, is leisuch lizboich as a pasach ba'achad sharecha. You cannot slaughter your Karban Pesach in one of your gates. That says clearly that it can't be there. It has to be in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it's teaching you, even though there's no isser of shchutei chutz, but there's going to be an isser of doing it outside of Yerushalayim in one of your gates. It can't be in one of your gates. It has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, yochel af b'shas heter abamiskin. Reb Shimon says, you would think that this isser would be even at a time when it was permitted to bring karbanos on your own private bama. That this loisase should still apply, because the heter of bamas yachid was only for things that were nedarim and nedavis. And now this is not a nedarim and nedavis. Therefore, regarding this, it should be like a time of isser bamas, because it's not a neder and nedavis. This is a chiyuv to bring a Karban Pesach. Maybe the loisase of doing it at a time when it's supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash would apply even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, when there is a heter bamas, because essentially it is like a time of isser bamas, because it's not so supposed to be brought on the bama. That's what the pasuk teaches you again when it says in one of your gates, which Reb Shimon explains, loy amru, they did not say this lav, this negative prohibition, ela b'shoa shekol Yisrael, only at a time when the entire Jewish people are nechnasin b'shar echad, that they enter in one gate, which that means at a time of Isra Bamas, when everyone's entering to the gates in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash to bring their carbon. And as Rashi explains the pasuk as follows, leisuchu lizbeich as a pasach, you're not allowed to go ahead and slaughter the Karban Pesach, meaning on your own private bama, at a time when the entire Jewish people are b'shar echad in one gate. Rather, that's where the pasuk ends off. Ki emel amakom asher yivchar. Rather, to the place where Hashem had chosen. That's the Beis Hamikdash. That's where we should go ahead and slaughter the Korban Pesach. So again, that's the halacha of Reb Shimon, where it's only a problem when there's an isser bamas to bring on a bama katana. That he learns out from the word ba'achat sharecha. It cannot be in one of your gates. It has to be in Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Yossi does with ba'achat, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda, Hai Menale, where does he know this halacha of Reb Shimon regarding the isser of a bama of Yachar at the time of the isser bamas? He doesn't have ba'achat sharecha to teach you because he learns ba'achat to tell you that you do not bring the Korban Pesach for individual. The Gemara says, no, tarati shamat mine. He learns two things from that pasuk. One from ba'achat and ba'achat sharecha. That one is that it has to be, it cannot be for an individual and cannot be in one of your gates. Rather, it has to be in Yerushalayim. So he learns both halachas from there. Now the Gemara asks as follows. According to Rabbi Yossi, so he said, well, Ba'achat is not teaching like Rabbi Yehuda that you can't bring for individual. Rather, it's learned like for Reb Shimon's halacha, Ba'achat sharecha, that you can't bring it outside of the azar. Now the question is, Mimai de lahochi de kam Reb Shimon, how does he know, how does he see fit that the drasha of Ba'achat should be like Reb Shimon? Maybe it's coming to teach Rabbi Yehuda's halacha that you cannot bring it for an individual. And that is, as Rashi says, this is not really a full-fledged question. Because you could say, what do you mean? He darshans it like that and he expounds it like that. Rather, the Gemara wants to develop the reason of Rabbi Yossi, why he argues on Rabbi Yehuda, which he has a different source of ish lefi achlai. That's why they said it in the way of a question. So the Gemara answers, Amalach, Rabbi Yossi would tell you, it shouldn't enter your mind that when it says ba'achad sharecha, the word ba'achad, that is coming to teach you that it's forbidden to bring a Korban Pesach for an individual. As it says, the Hoksiv, because the Pasuk in Shemayis that says clearly that you could bring a Korban Pesach for an individual, and that's why ba'achad must be telling you something else like Reb Shimon, because the Pasuk says, ish lefi achlai, every man according to how much he eats, the Pasuk says, tuchaisu, that you should slaughter for him. Therefore, you see that you shech the Korban Pesach for one person as long as he should be fit for eating, lefi achlai. But even if it's an ish and achlai, that one person could eat it, that's enough to allow you to bring the Korban Pesach for him, and therefore must be ba'achat sharecha, is like Reb Shimon, not like Reb Yehuda. So now the Gemara goes back to Reb Yehuda's opinion. Rami le Rav Ukva bar Chinina miparishna l'rava. And he says, Mi am Reb Yehuda, is it true that Reb Yehuda says, as he says in our Mishnah, Ein sheikh nes ha-pesach al-yochid, you cannot bring and slaughter the Korban Pesach for an individual, but v'minu, as the following contradiction, we learn in the Braisa, Isha, a woman, perishan, on the first Pesach, which means to say on the 14th of Nisan, which then she's a chiv to go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach, then sheikh nele b'fnei atzma, then we can go ahead and make the Korban Pesach just for her. Ubishen, however, in the second Pesach, when she's just a Rishus, she's allowed to, but she doesn't have a Chiv, then Eisen Eisen Tfeila Achem, we only make her subsidiary as part of the group, but we cannot do it just for her herself. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion, those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the question is, one thing we see is that regarding the first Pesach, when she is a Chiv to bring her Korban Pesach, then he said that you could bring it even Bifnei Atma. For her herself, she doesn't have to be, let's say, with a man, but whereas the second Pesach, she has to be. But we see that it could be an individual, one woman. Yet he said in our Mishnah that you cannot do it for an individual. So Malev Rava answered, Loi Temi Bifnei Atzma, don't say that when he said you could do it for her herself means for one person. Ele'ema Bifnei Atzman. What it meant to say was that for themselves means it doesn't have to be with men because the women are chiyuvim themselves in the first Pesach. It meant for her herself with a group of women and that you don't have to have men, but of course you cannot do it for one person, whether man or woman. On that he asked him, Amalei, is it true? Mi avdina chabur shakuli nashim? Can you make a group that's just of women? However, now we learned in our Mishnah, Ein oisin chaburis nashim avad mikitan, you do not make a group for women, slaves, and minors, for children. Now, my love, doesn't it mean that what our Mishnah is coming to tell us is nashim l'chudai, you cannot make a group of women, vavad l'chudai, and a group of slaves, v'kitam l'chudai, and a group of minors, because it has to be a man, that they're the ones that have that you have to be part of the group, but women cannot be. So how can you answer me by saying that it doesn't mean a woman herself, it means a group of women, but our Mishnah says clearly you cannot make a group of women. Somebody said to him, Loi, that's not the explanation of our Mishnah. It doesn't mean each one of these separately. Rather, nashim v'avad miktanim, women, slaves, and minors, they cannot be together. You can't mix each one of these with the other ones. And that is, nashim v'avad, you cannot have women with slaves, mishum tiflis, because of anaveri that might come with the slaves that weren't so proper and with the women. Ketana v'avadim, you can't have minors with the slaves. Mishum, as the Gemara continues in the Amud Beis, Mishum pritzusa, because of pritzus, because of mishkav zach, like Rashi says, because of sodomy and homosexuality that might be between the slaves and the children. That's why you can't mix the groups with the slaves. But yet, each one can be their own group. You could have a separate group of women and slaves, and therefore that's not a problem per se in the women. And that's the way you have to understand that it's not a contradiction. Women could have their own group, but you cannot have an individual woman by herself. So now the Gemara says Gufa. The Gemara wants to quote the entirety of that Braisa that we mentioned before. So he said, Isha, regarding a woman, Berishin Sheikhna Lebefne Asma. So the Machlaikis that the Braisa is going to quote, but the first opinion was quoted on Amid Aleph, that on the first Pesach, when she's a Chiv, then we could slaughter the Karban Pesach for herself, which we said, a group of women. Ubesheni, on the second Pesach, Eisen Eisa Tfei Lachem. Then she could only be part of a group, but we can't do it just for the women, because then she's already Rishus. She's not a Chiv to be able to bring a Karban Pesach just for herself. Tiv Rabbi Huda, those are the words of Rabbi Huda. That's the first opinion that we had mentioned on Amid Aleph. Second opinion Braisa brings, Rabbi Yossi, he says, Isha B'Sheini Sheikhna Lebefne Atma. Even on the second Pesach, Pesach Sheini, which was when someone wasn't fit on the first one, you could even bring it just for a woman herself, and you don't need to have it with a man. Vein Tzarch Lem Berishin, and you don't have to say that for sure, on the first one, which is definitely more of a Chayiv, that you don't need to have a man on the group, you could do it just for a woman. Shimon, I mean, the third opinion Braisa is, Isha B'Rishin Eisen Eisa Tfei Lachem. He says, a woman, even in the first one, you can't do it just for herself. But on the first one, she can be part of the group with other men. B'sheini ain't sheikh nela kol ikr. However, in the second Pesach, by the Pesach Sheini, she can't even be on the group, even as a tafel, even as part of it. Because she has no application to it whatsoever, not even as a rishos. And therefore, if she's going to eat from it, it's going to be like a Pesach that was eaten shaloyim nuyev by people that are not counted on it, and that's aser. And Rashi says the same thing would apply to slaves, that they also cannot eat it. Now, this that we say that by slaves and women that they could eat it by the first Karban Pesach, that's just a rishus, that's just that they're allowed to. But by the second one, they're not even allowed to, because they're even excluded from rishus, from permissibility, as the Gemara will explain right now. What is the understanding of this three-way machlokes? So the Gemara asks, what are they arguing about regarding the status of a woman on the first Pesach and on the second Pesach? So the Gemara explains the first opinion. Rabbi Hudasava, he says a pasuk in Shemais, says, B'nichsas nefashis, according to the counting of the souls of the people, that's how you bring the Karban Pesach. So, v'afilu nashim, that seems to indicate even women. In other words, from the fact that it didn't say, B'nichsas anashim, from the counting, from the number of the men, it sounds like it's including even women, they're also nefashis. That's why the first Pesach, they are considered a chayv. Now, v'chiteima, and therefore you would say, I'hachi afilu b'sheni nami, and maybe even the second Pesach also, that women would be a chayv. And therefore, you'd be able to bring it just for women themselves. Ksiv, that's what it says in the passage about Midbar. Cheta yisa ha'ishahu. That man will carry his sin. Ish in ishaloi. That it says a man, yes, he will carry his sin regarding the Pesach Sheni, but not a woman. There is no chayva regarding the woman on the second Pesach. Now, Rashi explains that the pasuk it says, v'ha'ish ashahu tahar. That the man that will be tahar regarding the first Pesach, u'bederech lahay, and he wasn't on the road, and that he will not do the first Pesach, then v'nichras he'll get karas, ki karban Hashem. And then the pasuk said, because he didn't bring the karban Hashem. Now, Rashi explains that the word ki can also mean if. Now, that sounds like it's going in the future, which, why the future? It should sound like it's going in the past. If someone did not bring the karban Pesach on the Pesach Rishon, he gets karas. And that Rashi explains, that means to say that if he doesn't bring the karban of Hashem on the second Pesach, then Cheta Yisa, and that's how the Gemara explains later on, Dav Tzad Gimlam et Alf, that this drasha, although, as Rashi is coming to forewarn, although that part of the pasuk that he's quoting, that Ha'ish is excluding Isha, it's really going on the first Pesach. However, the pasuk goes and then turns with ki, that because, if he does, it's not because, it's rather if he doesn't bring Karban Hashem on the second Pesach, then he gets this sin that's only on a man, that he has the chiv to bring Pesach Sheni, but not a woman. Now, the chitamen, if you're going to say, ihoch afilat tfeila nami b'sheni loy, then if that's the case, then a woman cannot even be secondary, she cannot even be part of the group on the Pesach Sheni, because she's excluded from her ish and not her isha. Ahani, that's what it helps when the pasuk says, v'im b'midbar, kechalchukas ha-pesach. Like all the laws of the Karban Pesach, that's how the Pesach Sheni should be. Letfeila ba'ami, that helps at least that she should be part of the group. Because just like the first Pesach, she's for sure part of it, because she even has a chiyuv. So although from the second one she's excluded, But not totally, just that she does not have a chiyuv, but she's still considered rishus, that she could be at least part of the group, and that she's not considered shaloi lemnuyev. So we explained the first opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi made time. Now the Gemara asks, what's the understanding of his opinion? That he says that she's a chayv by both the second and the first. So it says the chsib berishin, because it says regarding the first Pesach, as we said regarding Rabbi Yehuda, b'michses nefashis, that the counting of the souls, b'fala isha, and even a woman, as we said, because it doesn't say men, it's coming to say that even women are mechuyev in Pesach rishin. Now, v'ksiv b'Pesach Sheni, it says regarding the second Pesach, v'nichrusa hanefesh ahi miYisrael, that passage that we quoted before, that the soul of that person, the Jewish people, will have his life cut off. Now, that it says there, nefesh, a soul, again, it doesn't say a man, it says a soul, v'fula nashim, even women. Now, here Rashi again explains, although that part of the Pesach is going on the first Pesach, however, as we said before, Ki Karban Hashem then switches gears and says that if on the second Pesach you don't bring it, as we explain, and therefore from there we learn a chiyuv of karis, as the Gemara explains later on, that it says Cheto Yisa, which is that's over there by the Pesach Sheni already in that part of the Pasuk, which is the later half of the Pasuk, and it learns from Benasa Cheto of someone that's Mevarach as Hashem, where there it says Hashem Hu Megadav Venichas, that he gets karis. So it's as if it really says in the second half of the Pasuk, which is Tom Pesach Sheni, as if it said the word Nefesh over there. In other words, it doesn't say the word Nefesh over there. It only says it V'nichas HaNefesh on the first half of the Pasuk. But since the Pasuk switches gears into Pesach Sheni, as we explained before, with Ki, which means if, so and then it learns regarding Chet Yisa that it has a reference of Karis, which Karis says V'nichas HaNefesh, so as if it said Nefesh regarding Pesach Sheni, so Nefesh would be excluding in Pesach Sheni that it would be saying that not only men, Nefesh would be saying that includes everybody, even women, so even women are mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. But then the Gemara asks, Ve'elecheto yisa ha'ish ha'hu, but this that it says there in the Pasuk, that as Rabbi Huda had said, that that's why women are excluded from the chiyuv in Pesach Sheni, because it says, and the man will carry his sin regarding the common Pesach, l'mu'utei mai. What is that excluding? In other words, it shouldn't have said ha'ish, it should have said cheto yisa, and not have said the word ha'ish. So what's that excluding? Now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi, "Lemuute katan mikaras." It's coming to exclude not a woman, because a woman is mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. It's coming to exclude a katan, a minor, from a chiyuv karas if he does not bring the korban Pesach. Now Tosfos says that why do we need a miut? Where do we ever find that a minor is obligated in mitzvahs to say that he's going to get karas? And that Tosfos says we need it for a case of a minor that became an adult between the two Pesachs of Nisan and Iyar. Now, you would think he would have to bring a Karban Pesach, the Pesach Sheni. That's what the Limud of the Pasuk is teaching you, that the second Pesach is only a Tashlum, and it makes up the first one. That is exactly what we learned from it. It has to be Ha'ish, not a minor, although now he is an adult, but since he was a minor then, that's what we're excluding, that he doesn't get cursed if he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, because he doesn't have to, because the Lumdis, the understanding of the Pesach Sheni, is not its own Chiyuv, and he's an adult now and he didn't bring the first one, he should have to bring it. Rather, it's a making up for the first one, and at the first one he wasn't adult yet, therefore he's like every minor, which is exempt from the chiyuv of the Karban Pesach, of the chiyuv of Karas that comes along with it. So we explained the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara goes on to the third opinion, Rabbi Shimon. What's the understanding of his opinion? That he holds that women are not even a chiyuv in the first Pesach. So he says, because ksiv berishon ish, it says regarding the first Karban Pesach, the word man, which later on the Gemara is going to ask, where do we find the word man by the first Pesach, which we don't find any of the other two opinions to use it to exclude women. And therefore he says, ish in ishaloi. From the first Pesach we say it says man, to say men yes, but women not. Now, v'chitemen, if you're going to say, ihachi afilat tefillah nami loi, that maybe by the first Pesach she can't even be part of the group, because she's shaloi lemnuyi, if she's so excluded. On that, ahanilei b'michses nefashah, that's what it helps, what the other opinions had used, to say that she's mechuyevin. He says she's not mechuyev because she's excluded from ish, but at least helps that she can be part of it, because it says that in the counting of the people, which it doesn't say men, to include women, l'tfeila, that they can at least be part of the group, that they're at least reshus. Now, v'chitemen, if you're going to say afilu b'sheni nami, that maybe women are also going to be included on some level in the second Pesach, therefore, mi drachman b'sheni, the Torah excludes by the second Pesach, d'chsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, cheto yisa ha'ish, as we said before, that Rabbi Yosi said that the man, that Rabbi Yehuda had said, that the man will have carry his sin, ish in ishalai, men yes, women not. Now, but maybe you could still say like Rabbi Yehuda, that he said, yeah, women are excluded by the Pesach Sheni from the Chiyuv, but they still are able to be tefela, a rishus, and that Rabbi Shimon proves, no, they can't even be part of it. Because mimaikam emaile, what are we excluding regarding the second Pesach from a ish? If you're going to say, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that from the obligation, but the reshus, they're still allowed to be part of the group, that can't be, especially the way Reb Shimon just explained. Because hashda b'rishon loy, if on the first Karban Pesach, they don't have a chiyuv, as he had learned from ha'ish, to exclude ha'isha, b'shein mebaya, they have to say the second one, which is only a tashlumin to the first one, that women would have to be excluded from having a chiyuv? Obviously not. They didn't have a chiyuv on the original one. Elalav mitfela, obviously this need by the Pesach Sheni is coming to do even more to exclude women even from being part of the group. And therefore we see that they can't even be part of the group of the second one. And the first one, they don't have a chiyuv, but they can at least be tfeilig to be part of the group. Now the Gemara goes back to ask what we had mentioned before. Umay ish to come Reb Shimon. We don't find any of the other opinions. Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi mentioned this exclusion of the woman from the first Pesach from this word ish. Where does he have this word ish? So the Gemara says, Inam, if you're going to say the Pasuk in Shemais that says, V'yikhu lehem ish seh lebeis aviz v'goymer, that every man should take a lamb for the house, for his household. So you see that it says a man by the first Pesach to exclude women. And then the Gemara says, no, you can't use that man to exclude women. Ha'humi ba'ilei, that you need like Reb Yitzchak, for Reb Yitzchak's halacha. The Amar that he said, that the term ish there is teaching a different halacha. That ish zaycha, a man merits for other people by his purchasing of this lamb, that if he takes it for other people or he accepts it from them for other people as a gift, that he wants them all to be part of that. And that is what the Pasuk says. V'ikrush ish seh lebeis aviz, that one man could take for the whole entire household, he can do that for them. And that is what the exclusion is, v'in katan zaycha. However, a minor cannot go ahead and merit for all the other people to be part of the group, because a katan, a minor, does not become a shliach. He can't be an emissary for the rest of them. So that's what Ish is teaching. Not a minor, but not what we're trying to say to exclude a woman. So therefore, the Ella, rather, the Gemara says from a different pasuk, where it says in Shemais, Me'ish lafi achle, from the pasuk where it says, each man according to what he eats, which he says, it says Ish, to exclude an Isha, that the women are not part of that, of the first Karban Pesach. And that the Gemara asks. But you can't say that he learns off from that word ish to say to exclude a woman, because he needs it for a different halacha, which we mentioned on Amud Aleph, as follows. Hamad Reb Yosi Savalok Reb Shimon, from the fact that Reb Yosi, that he learns like Reb Shimon, as we had said on Amud Aleph, this halacha that you cannot slaughter Karban Pesach on the Bamas Yachid, at a time when there's Isra Bamas from the Pasuk of Lesuch Lizboich Ba'achad Sharecha, which we said that it can't be in one of your towns, it has to be in Yerushalayim, in the Azara, when there's Isra Bamas. So that was Reb Yosi, we said that he learns Ba'acha, not like Reb Yehuda, rather like Reb Shimon. So it must be that Reb Shimon Nami Sovel Reb Yosi. Must be Reb Shimon also holds like Reb Yosi, that he learns out from the Pasuk of Ish Lefi Achlai, that we mentioned on Amud Aleph, to say that a person, even an individual, that he is Lefi Achlai, that he could eat the Karban Pesach and be the only one on this Karban Pesach, not like Reb Yehuda, who said you have to have more than one person. And therefore, you do not have that word ish as extra, so to speak, to exclude women, because it's coming to teach you the concept of an individual. Ish lefi achli, every man according to his own, as the Gemara explains. Vahumi ba'ilei, and therefore that you need that word ish over there, the sheikh nesa pesach ala yochid, that you could slaughter the Karban Pesach for an individual, and that is as Rashi explains. Because if you would think that Reb Shimon does not hold like Reb Yosi, then we would Reb Shimon know that when he makes the drasha of ba'achat sharecha, to make his drasha that says, oh, and that comes to exclude shechting it outside of the Beis HaMikdash area, rather doing an Abamas Yachid, but it would make more sense, it would be more logical to make the drasha ba'achad, that you can't do it on an individual like Rabbi Yehuda does, than the way he does, that you cannot do it on a Yachid, as the Gemara there asks on Rabbi Yosi. And therefore, what you must say is that the reason why he cannot learn like Rabbi Yehuda, and rather he makes the drasha like he does of ba'achat sharecha to exclude a bamas yachid, is because he holds like Rabbi Yosi that you cannot exclude from ba'achat individual, because it already says ish lefi achlai to include an individual, that you could make the Karban Pesach for himself. And therefore, again, we can't use ish lefi achlai to say ish v'le isha if ish is there to use the connotation of an individual, not as an exclusionary criteria of a woman. And that the Gemara says, no, that's not difficult. He really could use ish to say v'le isha. Amalach, he would tell you, Im kain, nichtav rachmona fi achlai. If that pasuk was coming to teach me only Rabbi Yosi's halacha, that to say to exclude from Rabbi Yehuda that it could be for an individual, it could have just said without the word ish, you would still know that you could slaughter the Karban Pesach for an individual by saying lifi achlai, according to his consumption. Now, achlai is not achlam, it's achlai, that's his, that's individual. my ish. Why does it say also the word man? Shamet minar, tarti, you learn out two halachas from there, not only to say Rabbi Yis's halacha, to exclude Rabbi Yehuda, that it can only be, that it could even be an individual, but to even say that it cannot be a woman. And therefore, where the Gemara has explained all the three different opinions. So now the Gemara says, based on this, of this price that we know these three opinions, Kaman Azla Had Amr Belaza, whose opinion of these three opinions does Rabbi Elazar go like that? He says, Isha Barishan Chayva, a woman on the first Pesach is an obligation, Ubisheni Rishus, however, a woman on the second Pesach is only voluntarily V'deiches HaShabbos, and it pushes away the halachas of Shabbos, which the Gemara quickly asks, I Rishus, if it's a Rishus, Samai Deiches HaShabbos, why does the second Pesach, if not a Chiv Mitzah, why is it Deiches HaShabbos? Ella, rather, Amos say like this, the way you should learn his statement was, B'sheni Rishus, on the second Pesach, it's a Rishus, U'berishin Chayva, however, on the first one, there's an obligation, and therefore, B'deiches HaShabbos, and that's why it's Deiches HaShabbos, like old carbon Pesach. Kaman, who is Rabbi Elazar like? That's Rabbi Yehuda, as we said before, that he holds a woman on the first one, there's a Chayva, on the second one, she's only Rishus. Now, Amr B'Yakov, Amr B'Yechon, he says, Ein oisin chabur shakula geim. We said about different groups you can't do. He says you can't make a group that's totally of converts. Why? Shemi yedakta kubayt, because maybe they're going to be very particular. They're going to be looking at all the halachas. Now, they're not B'nai Torah. They don't know Jewish law so well. Therefore, they're going to be very stringent, and they're going to end up passing the Karban Pesach. They're going to make it come to P'sul, and therefore have someone that's not a geir there to tell them what the real halacha is, that they don't have to be overly stringent because they're not so familiar with the halachas. Therefore, you cannot have a group that's just totally of converts. Now the Gemara continues with the Braisa that discusses from these three opinions of the previous Braisa that we discussed. As follows, the Gemara says, turn up and learn the Braisa. Pesach u'matzu u'mor, regarding eating the carbon Pesach, eating matzah and mor, berishin, on the first night of Pesach, chayver, they're obligatory, they're an obligation. Mikam ve'elach, after the first night and for the rest of Pesach, rishus, you're allowed to, but there's no chiv. On that, Reb Shimon says, ba'anoshim chayver, for men they're an obligation, u'benoshim rishus, however, for women, it's permissible, there's no obligation. So now the Gemara first asks, ahai koi, regarding the words of the Tanna Kamma that he said, Mikam ve'elach rishus, that after the first night, for the rest of Pesach, it's permissible. There's no obligation, but it's permissible. What's it going on? Ilei ma Pesach, if you say that he's saying that it's going on to Karban Pesach, but how could that be? Pesach kol shiva mi'ika, are you allowed to eat the Karban Pesach all 7 days? It becomes nicer, it doesn't last for so long. So how could, it wouldn't be able to be going on to Karban Pesach. Rather, ve'eli, you have to say, amatzu mar, it's going on matzah and mar, that although there's a chiv on the first night of Pesach, but for the rest, you could if you want to, but you don't have to eat matzah mar. However, Ema Seifa, look at the end of that Braisa, where on that is what Reb Shimon is going, and that he says that even on the first night, that you said these items are a chayva. And that Reb Shimon Omer, ba'anoshim chayva ubenoshim rishus, that for men they're an obligation, but by women they're rishus. Now the difficulty is, Leslie Rabbi Shimon had the Amr Rabbi Elazar. Can you say Rabbi Shimon does not hold of this halacha that Rabbi Elazar said that Noshim Chayavis Bachilas Matzah Dvar Torah, that women are obligated to eat matzah min haTorah on the first night of Pesach? In other words, if we just explain now that with what the Tanna Kamma was going on, that he said that it's obligation the first night, but the rest of Pesach it's only Rishus, is a reference to matzah mar, not to Pesach. Then how do we understand Rabbi Shimon arguing and saying, oh, that's only for men? But for women, they're rishus. What? Matzah and mar, that's what we're talking about? Differentiating that the first night is chayiv and the rest is rishus. That on that, you're coming to say that women are only going to be rishus and it's only men that the first night are chayiv? But how could that be? We say clearly that women are mechayiv and matzah. There is a chayiv for them on the first night. Now Rashi just says, and although maybe that's for matzah, as the Gemara will discuss right now, to prove that women are mechayiv and matzah the first night, but maybe it's in reference to mar. Maybe regarding mar, that men have a chayiv but women not. And then Rashi says no, because generally matzah and mar go together. As the pasuk says, al matzah simirayim yichluhu, and just like women are mechuyev in achilas matzah the first night of Pesach, as the Gemara will demonstrate right now, therefore the same thing would apply to mar. So we're putting them in the same category. So again, if we just explain that what the Tanna Kamma is talking about when he's differentiated between chayv and rishus is regarding matzah and mar, because Pesach there is no rishus the rest of Pesach, then how could Reb Shimon say on that women are not having a chayv even the first night? But Rabbi Elazar says clearly that they do. Shenem, like it says a pasuk in Devarim, le'seichel alav chametz. You're not allowed to eat on Pesach chametz. Rather, shivas yom teichel of matzah for 7 days, you eat matzah instead of chametz. Now, in that, Rabbi Elazar made a drasha. We see a comparison in the pasuk between not eating chametz and eating matzah. Kol sheyesh nebebal teicha chametz. Whoever has the prohibition of eating chametz, yesh nebekum ochol matzah, has the positive commandment to go ahead and eat matzah. Now, v'hani nashim, and these women, hol v'yesh nebebal teicha chametz, since they are prohibited in the consumption of chametz on Pesach, as Rashi says, because we equate women to men regarding all punishments, all licenses in the Torah, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Hei, that if they're going to do one of the sins of the person, they get punished. So for negative prohibitions of things not to do, women have the same halacha, and therefore they cannot do the negative prohibition of eating chametz. And therefore, yeshnu mekum ochel matzah, as the Hekesh does, it equates it to, and therefore since they have the prohibition of eating chametz, they have the positive commandment of eating matzah. And therefore, how could Reb Shimon say that the chiv is only for men, not for women, if that discussion, as we just proved, must be regarding matzah mar, and women do have the chiv of eating matzah mar on the first night of Pesach? So Elaimer rather say as follows, the construction of the words of the Braisa should be, Pesach matzah mar. Regarding Pesach matzah mar, Berishon chayva, on the first night of Pesach, there's an obligation in all these three things. Mikan ve'elech rishos. From here on, after the first night, for the rest of Pesach, it's elective, you're allowed to. Now, as Rashi explains, that's obviously Mikam Ve'elech on Matzah Mar, not for the Karban Pesach, because that's not for the rest of Pesach. Now, on that, Reb Shimon says, he argues regarding the halacha of the Karban Pesach itself, on that context of the chayva of Karban Pesach, then that you said, that regarding the first night, it's an obligation to eat the Karban Pesach. That is what Reb Shimon says, that only Pesach ba noshim chayva, the Karban Pesach is an obligation for men, but noshim reshus, however, for women, it's elective, they're allowed to, and that's why we introduced this, as we had mentioned the Brisa, the three way machlekes. Reb Shimon's opinion is that women on the second one are not even allowed to join, and the first one, they do not have a chayva, but they are allowed to, and that's what he said, he argued on Tanakh Kama, he says, ba noshim is chayva regarding the first night of Matzah, Pesach, and Mar. However, women, regarding the halachas of the Karban Pesach, on that they're just a reshus and they're not a chayva.